Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Linking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights, us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't sent here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We know everybody's a black American story. 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 Black American story.
Yeah. Once again, we are back. Happy weekend, everybody, and welcome to Dazzle's World, Dirty Basement Radio. Yo, this show is going to be mad crazy. It's going to be good tonight because we got a couple models, designers. We're going to be really talking about the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion Music Extravaganza event that's happening here in Philly at the Afro-American Museum. But first, we have the celebrity media queen. What's up, Belinda? What's good?
Yes. We are in Jazzo's world again. It's Monday. Hello, Jazzo. How are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Indeed.
Everything is wonderful.
Okay, cool. You know, we have a lot to talk about. I'm really excited about your event that's coming up. I know it's going to be off the hook, and I'm so glad you were able to get some of the participants in the show, especially your designers, because I definitely want to hear their take on what they thought about what the celebrities wore at the Grammys yesterday.
Yeah, true indeed. I saw some of it. I didn't watch all of it. I watched some of it, but I saw some of the previews and the highlights. So that definitely was a good thing. And my man, he definitely hosts good. Mr. James Cohen, he's definitely a good host, I could say.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see
anybody who fell down the step?
Oh, man. You said we fell down the step. I ain't see that.
Yeah, he fell down the step. Oh, yeah, in the beginning. You know, that was all part of the show, but you didn't know that at first. He really fell, you know, in the steps and stuff, and then his shoe came off. So it was a really hilarious opening skit. So I enjoyed it. And I'm like you. I don't really, you know, I had it on, but I kind of watched all of it. You know, I was doing things. I was in and out of the room, you know, when I heard Beyonce come on. And, of course, you know, I ran in the room to stop and stopped everything to watch to see what she was going to do. But, yeah.
It is what it is. It definitely is what it is.
And I'm really curious to see what Chi Chi is going to say about the different styles and stuff like that, because she is our celebrity style queen. So I am so excited about this show.
Yeah, true indeed. Matter of fact, we got Chi Chi. Chi Chi is in the building right now. And let's introduce her before we get our first couple guests. Right now, we got the stylist queen, Chi Chi. What's up, Chi Chi?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Chi Chi Couture. Couture in the world, one woman at a time. Let's get it. It's Jazzo's world.
There you go.
Oh, I like that one.
Y'all silly. Y'all are so silly. But we got somebody nice coming up soon, yo. But yeah, Chi Chi, did you see the Grammys?
So y'all are gonna be so mad at me because
I did not get to
see it live. I was watching highlights. But y'all know I got a lot to say and I got a lot of questions, so it's definitely gonna be the topic of the day and we discuss the Grammys. So let's hold it, let's pause it, and let's see speak to the guests first, and we're gonna come back.
All right, that's a beautiful thing. But our first guest is an up and coming designer. Yo, her name Rachel Ming. She doing some big things. And matter of fact, this be her first show, just graduating out of school and everything. The name of her designs is Aphrodisiac. I was like, wow, that's hot. So let's introduce her right now. What's up, Rachel? What's good with you?
Hi, everybody. Like you said, I'm Rachel May, the up-and-coming designer, just getting out of school. So just trying to work my way up.
Wow, that's excellent. What school did you go to? Did you go to like a fashion school or something?
Yes, I just graduated from Art Institute of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And back in December.
Okay, nice. And what kind of clothes can we look forward to in the show? I mean, you know, is it sports? Is it, you know, gowns? What's your specialty?
Well, I don't really have a specialty. I pretty much do everything. But in the show, I have a denim collection, and it's painted denim. I painted, hand painted it myself. And I also have a few jewelry pieces to go with the collection.
Oh, nice. Uh-oh, denim is coming back.
Yeah.
Do you remember that picture of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
That was dressed. So you coming back like that?
You know, not quite extreme, but it's along those lines.
So, Rachel, what was your inspiration? Like, what made you want to work with denim?
Well, for this particular collection, I went to the art museum, and it was a piece by, his name is John, what is his name? I think it's John something, but it was called The Watchman. And it was basically a bunch of different, it was mixed media. It was like oils, and it was raised images and stuff like that. So I was like, well, what I got from that was mixed media. So I took different types of denim, and I took paint and put it all together and came out with a collection.
Nice.
That's definitely different. Like, I like that. I just want to know why I'm not modeling for you for this collection. That's all I want to know.
Okay, come on. I don't
discriminate.
Okay, girl.
Hi, girl.
Y'all are silly. Yeah, she got some hot stuff, and this would be her first show. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm more excited than she is, I think.
I'm just a little nervous.
How are you feeling about, yeah, showing your stuff? You know, do you have any, are you thinking that the people are going to like it? Or what are you feeling right now?
I'm confident that, you know, well, with fashion, it's one of those things. It's like a double-edged sword. People either like it or hate it. But, you know, I'm confident in it because I know I put my heart into it. I know what it means to me. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I guess that comes with it being my first show.
Yeah, and the nerves are a part of it. So embrace the nerves because they come with it.
Is it the type of collection where people can order these pieces after the show, Rachel?
Yes, they can be made in different sizes.
Awesome.
In any kind of fabric, actually.
Cool, because I have a lot of ladies, so I will be at the fashion show on live, like, order from Rachel.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Get your pieces.
Oh, I have two signature pieces. They're not denim, but I think people are like them.
And do you have a website, Rachel?
No, I have my Instagram, but not a website as of yet. That's what I'm working on now.
I definitely got to get that from you. I actually have a couple ladies looking for a designer, so maybe they can get something for you because they have some up-and-coming events.
Okay, that would be great.
Oh, yes, that's an excellent thing. That's how we do right up here on Jazz's World, networking. That's a beautiful thing. We got two models that's in the show. Miss Chantel and also Angelina. How y'all ladies doing?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, Jazzo.
How you doing, Jazzo?
I'm kind of like, wow, I feel special. I'm on the radio with a bunch of women. You know what I mean? And we talk about entrepreneurs. These are entrepreneurs and go-getters.
Yes.
For everybody that's listening, you got to listen. These are entrepreneurs, philanthropists, and also mentors. This is stuff these women right here are doing. You know what I mean? They're making moves. So that's definitely a blessing. So how's everybody doing this beautiful day,
good.
The day before Valentine's.
Oh, good, real good. Enjoying life.
I'm doing really good, Jazzo. I'm doing really good.
That's good.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm just glad to be on the show. I mean, I'm really, like, excited. I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm getting ready to get over that nervousness now. But, I mean, I'm just, like, so honored.
Well,
I feel so honored to be a part.
You're in Jazzo's world. You might as well get over that nervousness, honey.
I know. That's right. I know. That's right. Yes.
So what made you ladies want to model? Like, how long have you been modeling? What inspired you to be a model?
Well, for me,
I've been modeling for about 2 years now, and it's just a passion of mine. Like, I love the, you know, the glam and the lights and the action and the, you know what I mean? It's just a really big passion of mine. You know, I even like to you know, help other women learn how to model, you know what I mean? And it started kind of like with me from having, you know, self-esteem, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So, like, I always try to let women know that, you know, because there's a lot of women out here that they feel like they can't model because they look this way or they look that way or this, that, the third, or I'm too big, I'm too big. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen, honey, it's all within. Like, you got to let yourself, you got to shine. You know what I mean? You got to shine. You can't, that self-esteem, you got to get over. You know? So that's where it kind of started with me 2 years now. I did a show at the Dell Music Center. That was one of my biggest shows. And ever since then, it's been like job to job to job, and I've been getting like photo shoots and stuff like that. So, you know, hey, I'm taking it as it comes.
Yes, and as for me, mine started like in 2012. I started, and I've also done, you know, fashion shows at the Dell as well. I'm one of the more mature models, you know. I'm up there in a little bit of age, but not feeling the age, you know. I'm loving my modeling adventures that I'm having. I love being out there on the runway, you know, competing, and not really competing, but just showing, you know, my fierceness out there on the runway. I mean, a lot of more mature women don't know that we can still do this. We, you know, the age thing really doesn't matter, but a lot of us may shun away from the fashion world because of our age, because I did have some doubt, because as I see the more younger women out there, I'm like, can I, you know, add up to them? Can I, you know, do what they do? But it's all about yourself. It's how you feel inside. And if you feel young, you are young. And I feel young. I'm not the average 51. I'm the new 51. You know, so my 51 is 30. So I mean, I love the fashion world. I love being in it because I love clothes. I love all the new designers that I'm getting familiar with and being able to model their clothing and everything. It's just a great joy for me. It is. It's like an everyday experience, and it's just like, it just helps me with my self-esteem, because I always wasn't into myself. I didn't always love myself, but this here helps me to show who I am and to uplift my confidence and my spirit, and it just helps me. I just love it. I love it. And then when you run into somebody like Jazza, who you can't do nothing else but to show your fierceness, I mean, like, it's just a good thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, thank you. I try. That's the whole point of even doing this event, is to showcase the talent of all the people around here. You know what I mean? They talk about Black Lives Matter. Yo,
right.
We doing big things, making things happen. So, but before
wait, she said that.
Go ahead.
Fabulous things about you, Jazzo, but I want to know the real down and dirty stuff. How is he? Can he walk? Does he show you guys how to model? What type of personality does he have during your rehearsals?
Well, I know that my last rehearsal that I had Wednesday, I mean, he made sure – that everybody, you know, he took time out with us. And whatever we didn't do right, he made sure that we got it right. It wasn't like just a rush job. He made sure, and he gave us confidence, and he told us that, you know, we already walk with that walk. Just, you know, we don't have to put no extra into it. Just be who we are, and it's a natural thing. And that right there was that said a lot, because, you know, because me, I'm always putting – a little bit more into it. He's like, but you don't need that. Just walk your walk, and you got it. He said, because you already got it right there. You just do you. Walk your walk. You don't have to add nothing else to it. And he takes the time out with the women and shows us, you know, the right steps to do, the right way to turn. And I mean, he's just good. He's good. This was my first time meeting him Wednesday, and let me tell you, I mean, I've learned so much from him. He is very, you know, I give him a thumbs up all the way. Yes.
Belinda, we're going to have to go to rehearsal and get the real deal. She's too nice. She ain't telling us the truth. She's going to get kicked out the show, Belinda. We're going to have to go down there and see that drill sergeant for ourselves.
I'm sorry, he's good. He is. He is.
No, okay, you know who that is. There ain't nobody but TG.
I know I've seen it before, Belinda, believe me, I've seen it, right? The little girl was ready to quit. He was on her so hard.
Well, he didn't get there yet with us. He didn't do that yet. Maybe that's our next lesson. Maybe that might be our last lesson, but he hasn't gotten there yet, though.
No, Jazz was good. I definitely seen Jazz on action myself. He's very good, and he's passionate about what he does. So sometimes the passion come out and the girls get scared. But that's what he does.
Right.
Okay. So this is part of the Jazzo's Angels group. So I know they're going to be there in the right hand. So okay, Chi Chi, we'll see.
Oh yeah, we're doing it. We're gonna do it big. We're gonna do it big. But ladies, let's take. We need to take a little break real quick. I'm gonna play this new song by this new artist, Six State. He was just on here a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Ronnie Walker. So we'll be back in two, and we're gonna finish. So Chi Chi and Linda can talk trash. Yo, you listen to Jazz of the World, man, and here you go, Ronnie Walker.
Go.
When you walk through my door, coat down on the floor, no conversation, girl, take them clothes off. Boy, let me watch it. Girl, don't take it easy. I can handle anything you want to bring me. Small booty, big booty, wide booty, oh. Hey, little mama. Oh, little mama. Damn, little mama. Rock it, little mama.
When you walk through my door, go down on the floor. No conversation.
Make it last, baby. Please, baby, please, baby. Oh, baby, please.
Welcome back to Jazzle's World, and that was Ronnie Walker with Sex Tape. We were just on here talking to a couple of the models, also designer, and the celebrity media queen and the celebrity stylist queen, Ms. Belinda Trotter James and Chi-Chi Couture. And right now, we're going to go back to our conversation. They were trying to get me though. If y'all listening, you know they're trying to get me.
It's all love, dude.
I'm drinking milk.
He's drinking milk.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. What you was about to say? I knew it was something smart. Go ahead.
So I was going to ask them if they got a chance to watch the Grammys.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. I did not watch the Grammys. I mean, I'm really trying to catch a preview or a rerun or something. Everybody said it was all right. It was hot. Beyonce did her thing. Adele did her thing. I need to see
all right,
this.
All right. That's enough. We don't pause. That's the topic of the day. We can't talk about it yet. We don't pause.
But I seen it. All was good.
Y'all are so crazy, yo. Y'all are mad crazy.
Well, we're going to have our guests stay on so they can chime in on the topic of the day.
Yes, 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 honey, yeah.
So go ahead, Chi-Chi. Let's have it.
All right, well, I mean, the topic of the day has definitely got to be the Grammys. I mean, everybody is talking about it, and this, this performance that Beyonce gave and the tribute to motherhood and being a mother. So the question is, to be or not be Beyonce? That is the question. What do we think about the performance? And then I kind of like, what's going on with this whole Illuminati stuff? Like, people keep accusing her, and I've seen a whole thing on YouTube where they were saying that her performance was a tribute to some type of god or goddess or queen or something. They broke it all down to compare it to, like, the whole Masonic thing. And I'm like, okay, is she really a part of that? Is she not a part of that? Like, what's going on? I thought it was beautiful. It was a little deep, I think, for a Grammy performance. But, you know, it is what it is.
Right. I thought it was a tribute to the African goddess or something like that. I heard it was, like, supposed to be
but they're saying it's, like, a Masonic queen or something that she was supposed to portray, and the whole reason for her, you know, announcing she was pregnant with two babies all goes together with this, and, you know, people always got to make something bigger than what it is.
Right. So, for me, when I seen it, I mean, I just thought it was nice. I mean, I didn't go all that deep into it to figure out what the reason was behind it. All I know is that she was glowing, she was beautiful, she put on a good performance as she always does. I thought that maybe her stomach was bothering her, or she just wanted to, you know, show she was pregnant because she did have her hand on her stomach like almost the whole performance. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. But I'm just saying, I mean, people do intend to, you know, grab their stomach a lot when they're pregnant, I guess. But we knew she was pregnant, and that was my main reason to watch it, to see, you know, how big she really was, and to see her performance. And to me, her performance was one of the best performances between her and Bruno Mars. I mean, they did it. And also the performance with the other guys with Busta Rhymes and them, they was good too. But Beyonce, I say BB.
I think that's a big reason why she did grab her stomach a lot, though, is because, you know, before with her being pregnant with Blue Ivy,
right.
Everybody said she wasn't pregnant, she didn't carry the baby.
Right.
So now
right.
She's trying to prove that I am a mother.
But you could
tell.
Know
what I mean?
You could tell
right.
that she was pregnant, though. You could tell.
I felt
you definitely
like that
could
too.
Tell.
I feel like that too.
Yeah.
I feel like
and
that.
her outfit was gorgeous. I mean, she still bought it. She was still Beyonce. She, you know, hey, you, listen, don't hate her. You know, I don't know why they hate on her like that.
A lot of people a lot of people is like, everybody's just like so like anti-Beyonce. Oh my God, why Beyonce gotta like, she gotta tell everybody she's pregnant with twins. Oh, she gotta do this. Oh, she gotta do that. But at the end of the day, you know, she really is trying to prove that she's really carrying these babies. Like, because it was so much shade through her when she was pregnant with Blue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, all the shade in the world was through her. You know, she just wanted to, like, prove to y'all, like, listen, these are my babies. I'm carrying these twins.
Right.
Ain't no fake belly. Ain't no nothing.
I
could take my clothes off and show y'all. You
That's
know,
right.
So she glowing. Let her do her. Shoot. Yeah. Let her be her,
and,
honey.
And, you know,
another thing is
they always find something wrong to dissect about her. It's like they had a problem with her leaning back in the chair. I mean, believe me, they knew that chair was secure enough for her to lean back in, that she was not going to fall. I mean, they made a big thing about, oh, you jeopardizing your kids and all this. I mean, like, come on, really? I mean, like,
like I said, you know, they practiced it a million times over when she was beginning.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they didn't practice it a million times before she did it on that show.
And believe
and,
me, they
know,
had all kind of cables and everything there to make sure it was not going to fall.
Right.
Right.
So they couldn't really see. But like I said, I really liked it. Like, listen, I'm a fan of Beyonce. You know, for the end of the day, Beyonce is the Team B.
They really need to get a life, because if she put so much energy and work into giving us a beautiful art performance, and if you couldn't see the art in that, and all you saw was all the shade, then something's wrong with you. I mean, really. I mean, we knew that she couldn't be getting up there bouncing and shaking and all that kind of stuff. So she gave us something that was calm and beautiful, celebrating her pregnancy, and that the woman is a queen. Not that we have to bow down to Queen Beyonce, but that we're all the queens. Did you see all the
women
she had up there? I mean, come on, get a life.
And I don't know about this Illuminati stuff, honestly. Hey, listen, I really can't. None of us know what's true. Don't none of us know if anything of that sort is true with this Illuminati crap they're throwing out there. Illuminati this, Illuminati that, Beyonce Illuminati, Jay-Z Illuminati. Everything is Illuminati. I mean, they people, and they got money, and they, you know what I mean? They living their life.
They live their life the best way they can,
first of all, because living in the limelight, well, all that money, and then everything you do has to be pictured or photographed or this and that. It's just a lot, you know what I mean? So, of course, people are going to try to make up their own assumptions of whatever. Hey, listen, if they want to be Illuminati, let them be Illuminati.
I think at the end of the day, because she is a celebrity and a socialite, she'll always be scrutinized no matter what she does. So even though she tries to, you know, do something else to prove that she is or isn't this or that, they'll always find something wrong with it. Like the old saying goes, you can never please everybody.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. Did anybody even like Adele's performance? Like,
Adele performance was all right. It was just a little bit too sad, too slow for me.
It
was just sad. It wasn't an upbeat. First of all, the whole Grammys to me, except for Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and a couple others, it was just like, it really wasn't, didn't give you that, like, oh, I got to stay glued to the TV. It's like you only stay glued to the TV when certain people was on there. Other than that, I was cooking and doing this or doing that, you know, but when I heard certain people's names, I came and I watched. But I mean, it's like
Adele. I think it's been like that the last couple years, though.
It
hasn't really been, like, great from beginning to end.
Right.
It's had, you know, a couple great moments here and there.
Right,
and that's pretty much it.
Right.
Adele needs to act more of her age, because the clothes that she wore was not, it was like they were saying on Wendy today, it's like she was wearing her grandmom stuff. I mean, you know, she didn't show.
But y'all got to remember, Adele is not from here, so her thing is a cultural thing.
Yeah, that's
thing.
True.
You know, they dress
like,
differently.
Right? Is she from London?
Huh? Yeah, she's from
England or somewhere.
There.
Their style is completely different than ours. Okay, she get a pass.
I was saying that this is Belinda. The way she dresses does make her look like an older opera singer.
Yes.
She looks like an opera singer. Huh?
I thought she looked nice, but like, I thought it was like becoming for her. I'm used to her being different and out of the box. So I don't expect her to look like the trends that we have. But I think she always picks good pieces. I didn't think she looked bad though.
No, I'm not saying she looked bad. I just think that she should just need a little cleavage or a little bit of arm or something. I don't know.
No, opera singers have the most fabulous gowns and stuff, and that's what she looks like. She looks like an opera singer, but she's not the type that's going to be bouncing all around the stage and stuff.
Right.
I
think she looks fabulous, but she does like an opera singer with the long gowns and stuff.
Yeah.
So, she'll be here, I think, in America at the Grammys. Then her stylist should make her look just a little, so she can still
Americanized.
Right.
I think the problem is with nationally. She can't look nationally because she's in her 20s. I thought she was older than that.
Oh my God!
No, she's 25. She's in her 20s. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It makes she looks older. No, she's in her 20s.
I could have swore she's at least 30. Y'all sure?
No, she's in her 20s. No, she's in her 20s. That's what I'm saying. That her looking, wearing them clothes make her look much older than what she really is. And she just like shows just a little bit of skin. Even if she shows a little bit of a wrist or something.
I think the problem is America thinks, you know, you always got to be naked. And over there, they believe in covering up. I think she should stay just like she is. It makes her stand out. It makes her different, and it makes everybody keep talking. Don't give no cleavage, no leg, nothing. Just keep it covered.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, she can sing up behind all, though.
Yes, she can.
She can do that. I guess you can say her voice out. You know, you can outlook all of that because of her voice.
Yeah, you don't even care what you look like. Just open your mouth and sing.
Right. Just overlook all of her non-fashion professional, whatever that is. Because her voice, when she opens her mouth, she is flawless, honey. Flawless.
Did you see when she stopped the whole band because she was out of pitch, and when she was doing a contribute to George Michael, and she said, no, stop it. I just can't do him like this. We got to start. She started the whole performance
over. But yeah, I seen that in the highlights that she started over. So I'm gonna go look it up on YouTube. Like I just looked up Beyonce.
Yeah, because she was out of pitch. She was out of pitch, and she told him, "Yo, we gotta do this over because I can't do this to him. He's better than that. We gotta start over."
They said it was an issue with the mics, though.
It was an issue with a lot of people's mics, because a lot of people's mics was getting cut off or when they was performing and everything. Yeah, it really wasn't a great
thing. Lady Gaga had to share a mic with the Rock'em
guy.
I forget who she performed with, but yeah.
Right.
Why are we still having mic difficulties in the 59th year?
Right.
They had glitches and stuff. What going through. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep. That was going on all night long, though, with the mic trouble and stuff that they was having. They was having issues with the mics.
So they
were
really having
long.
Glitch problems like that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Grammys has not been the same for the last couple of years. Grammys is just like, you watch it, you come see your part that you want to see, and you turn it
and
off.
Then you right. Or you walk off. Yeah.
Right, or you walk off and continue what you're doing, because the Grammys has totally changed. Like,
yeah,
because
I was in the middle of making lasagna. I was making lasagna going back and forth and everything. Until I seen somebody that I wanted to see. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need some of that lasagna. Please hold my plate till Saturday, because I have an interview.
Listen,
amen.
Well, you said I'm
going to
need some of that lasagna.
Here's the thing, though. That lasagna is gone. My kids tore it up.
Ain't nothing but the devil. Ain't nothing but the devil. That's all right. I'm going to still be skinny for Saturday for Rachel. So where you at? You got my piece that I'm modeling? Did we lose Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel had to step. She had to step off.
Oh.
She's still getting her designs and everything together.
I know that's right. Well,
yeah.
Daniel, as you see, we can go on and on and on about the Grammy. So, is our here today?
Is what?
Our sports queen is not
Daniel?
Here because because we had a technical difficulty with our live screen, but we are still getting heard from Australia. Also over in the West Coast, south. I'm so happy with you guys. Y'all don't understand that I'm here. I hear and I'm looking at things. We have been California. Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Atlanta, of course, New York, Philly.
Philly, huh?
Detroit, Texas, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Delaware, South America, Venezuela, and
wow.
Somewhere else, I'm Washington.
Okay,
Washington State, though.
Okay.
So right now, you know how you listen, everybody listening, talking about these shows here in the greater Philadelphia area, talking about the number one. We're international.
That's right.
And other than a lot of the other shows, we're live. Today we had a technical difficulty where we weren't on live screen, but we're still on internet, and people are still listening to Jazz's World with the Queens and our guest host, the two models that's kicking it with us today. So, yo, this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I was, and I was looking forward to having Mary come on. And I know if she would have came on earlier, she would have, got in. It looked like everybody that came in before, they were locked in if they dialed in. But anybody that came on after a certain time, they got locked out. But I wanted to hear what she was going to say about the basketball player that got carried out. Wait, what's his, what's his name? Oh, T.C., you haven't watched.
I've seen that. I forget his name. So what happened? I want to know what happened. All I seen was them escorting him out on, like, the little clips and stuff.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Charles. My second
Charles.
Team. We're talking about Charles Oakley. Yeah, Charles Oakley. That's my second team. You know, I always going to represent Philly because I was born here. But, you know, My second home is New York, and my team is the Cavs in New York. And they should be able to escort
him
out.
So was he, like, the coach or something, Jazzo? Is he the coach or something? Because he's, like, an older guy, and they were escorting him out.
No, he used to play for New York.
He's
a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying?
Why were they taking him out? Y'all y'all know I don't do sports, so y'all gotta help
they never went into detail why he was. They were saying that he wasn't supposed to be there, but ain't nobody why.
They said that the owner was sitting in front of him, and from years ago, him and the owner always had beef with each other. So I don't know if heckling the owner or
did they rumble. The
owner was like security, you know. Now all of a sudden, security is swarming him, you know, telling him keep it down. Would you not say anything or whatever? And I guess when they started touching him, he was like, no, what are you touching me for? I thought that was a travesty to have a person like that. I mean, he is one of our superstars to be like that, carried out by those little munchkins, and then he's like dragged on the floor. Are you kidding me? As tall as he is, I got him on the floor. It reminded me of when them cops jumped on that man, going to put him in a chokehold for no reason.
Oh, my goodness. They did all of that to him?
I didn't hear about that.
Well,
that's embarrassing, too. That's, like, really embarrassing to be, like, on national TV and to be, you know, famous as you are, to be getting in the chokehold. Like, really? That's embarrassing. They just needed to be embarrassing.
If he was another person, I'm going to say it, if he was a white person,
it wouldn't have went down like that.
Put him out without touching him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, all I seen was them carrying him out. I didn't see
society,
like, what happened or why. But I'm like, well, why are they carrying him out? I didn't see, you know, all the other stuff, or and I never knew why. But I was like, okay, that's a bit much.
They really over-exaggerated all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't no physical threat to nobody. I'm sure he wasn't trying to punch nobody or anything like that. I mean, where they would have to go to that extreme to be taking him out like that. I mean, that's only, to me, you only do that if you're being threatened physically. But, I mean, like, really touch with contact anytime you do
all
something
I'm
like that. I mean,
say is these next 4 years, just look for everything to be done in time. That's all I'm saying, because they just really feel like they can do what they want. And so everything that is now unnecessary and done, you know, should have been on a lower level is always times 10 now. They just in your face with it. That's how I really felt, and now I'm going to get away with it.
It's definitely gangster. We definitely have to stick together as a united front, you know what I mean, and keep our heads.
What's the question? My question is, right, man, y'all watch, like, all the newscasts and everything about Donald Trump and, you know, what he doing with the ban and this and the third. Now, my whole understanding is, like, are we really in beef with Korea? Like, like, are they really trying to, like, threaten us or bomb us or something? Because that's crazy. Like, it came
initially there was no beef. You know, Trump one day went in changing everything. And so he wants to do things his way and don't understand that we've put different things in place over the years that work. If it worked, leave it alone.
Right.
And then we're going to be in a whole lot of beef from now on, because he wants to run it like a business and not like a country. You know, it just doesn't work like that. Everything, you can't run like the boardroom. Some things it might work and a lot of things just won't, but we don't have a whole lot of these leaving it up now.
Well, Louis, think about them bunkers and all that. Because
I put it in the day, I was like, I think I need to buy me a house with a panic room, because I don't know what's about to happen.
Me either, and that's what I was saying. Like, I was watching the other day, I saw the, like, they had their missiles, and I was looking at their missiles. I'm like, oh my goodness, they is ready, they prepared.
They ready,
like,
they ready. They are ready at any time,
do anything. And I'm like, oh, see, he's doing too much. He done came over, and he done came, became president, and he about to just get us all killed.
He's going to run to his little shed and hide out. He's going to run to his little shed and hide out. And we're going to be stuck trying to save our lives running somewhere, and he's going to be underground somewhere or something, because we're going to be in the air, because they're going to hit him.
They're going to be on the moon.
Yep. And we're going to be left looking crazy.
Y'all are so crazy. Because by right, that's what's going to happen. He's going to be like, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
He's gonna be the first one. Look, he's gonna leave his wife behind, and he's gonna be out the door before she is. Because that's how
sad,
we do.
The way he kind of like treat her, it's like
yes.
The way
he has no respect
so
for no women,
like,
not
at
even
all,
for his women.
This is the thing. She was booty for hire from day one. That's how they met. She
true.
Was a model. She did a photo shoot in one of his planes, and it went from there. Then she started working for him, then became a love interest. It is what it is. So at the end of the day, he's never had respect for you. He's not going to have respect for you now because
he
married you.
And
overall, he doesn't respect women.
And
now,
you
when
see
it's all
how
done,
evil...
Trump is the type of person that when he gets tired of something, he doesn't want to deal with it anymore. It's like,
yeah.
you know, he cuts you off and that's done. And he showed us that with a lot of the debates. And now
right.
being in office, I really won't be surprised if he gets frustrated and say, okay, I'm not going to be president no more and walk away. I really wouldn't be surprised.
Well, and guess what? And he could do that. And he could bye, see you. I mean, it's not going to be nobody
now,
crying too much about
you
it.
You hear me? Like, can you hurry up and make that decision? Because, like, you
yeah.
got
Ryan as his cap. He's making a lot of enemies, and a lot of them are not just us. He's upsetting a lot of the Republicans as well. And
yes.
that was supposed
oh,
to be
yes.
his party. So he doesn't
yep.
have a lot of people backing him. And when your support
right.
team starts to fall apart, then you fall apart. You get overwhelmed.
Yep.
And you don't want to do it, and you walk away.
And I say that if anything happens to him, it's going to be somebody with inside the White House to do it to him. Because guess what? He's making enemies inside of there too. So it doesn't have to be anybody on the street or anybody, you know, from another country or anything to knock him off. If he's going to get knocked off, it may be somebody inside his own his little clique.
Exactly.
Never know.
You never know. But like I said,
yeah.
Watch Bart Simpson for that issue of what's going to happen. Because I feel like it seems like everything that come on that show is coming true. Like everything. Like, are you serious?
I think we need to go back to remember when 1999 was going out and 2000 was coming in. It's like the world coming to an end. Get your water. Get your kids. Get your,
mm.
That's what we need to do now.
Yeah.
That's what we need to
right,
do.
Exactly. That's what we need to do right now. Now.
Yep.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man.
I'm
personally, like, terrified of the outcome of this. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
You know, and it's really sad because a lot of people do feel like you do, and they're really afraid of what's to come. How, you
yeah.
know, what state is the world going to be in the next 4 years, in the next 8 years?
Right.
If
know?
It even makes the
and
next four
so,
years, we may not even make it to the next 4 years.
Hey, you never
hey,
know.
Hey.
I mean,
well, right.
So it's like, you know,
but
let's
you know
get
what?
Right. Yeah,
he
right.
might be that. He might just be actually like, you know what? He might y'all say like he might like give up and throw his towel in, or he might actually be like, you know what? I'm a stick in here, and so I could just make them miserable. Just so
well,
I just make
you never know. You never know.
Right.
No,
so,
I'm
hey,
just
I always yeah. say at the end of the day, we survived the Bushes and they made it horrible, and he got 8 years. So. You know, I mean, if we can survive that, we'll be all right before. But, you know,
well,
next
I
time
hope
people
and pray
have to get
we
out
do.
And vote. They have to,
yes.
you know, you can't get mad and not vote because, you know,
that's
all of
right.
that happens.
And
I
hope
they're
good right here.
The best candidates in their, you know, in their opinion. But at the end of the day, you got to pick somebody to represent you. Because if you don't,
right.
somebody's going to represent, whether you
right.
like
and
it
I
or
hope
not.
That. And I hope that this right here will make a lot of people come out and vote, because if everybody would have voted and did play their part, well, he would not be in there now, you know?
Listen.
So I hope that this is a wake-up call for everybody who did not vote. You can't,
exactly.
like you said, you can't be mad. You cannot be mad because guess what? You didn't play a part. Because if you would have played a part, he wouldn't be in there. So you got to just take it. You got to take it on the chin. If you didn't vote, take it on the chin and just deal with it for the next 4 years. But then in 4 years, you get out there and you vote. Do your part.
Hey, listen.
We don't have to.
I
we don't have to
fired my
this.
Barber today because he told me he voted for Trump. I mean, I literally almost
what?
Fired that man today.
Wow. Yeah. See.
Well.
And how does he feel though? How does he feel? How does he feel
like,
with Trump in there?
Huh?
How does he feel since he voted for him? How does he
yeah,
feel
he
now?
Now he's talking, no, he's talking when he's on his side of people getting all this free stuff. I said, did you really vote for Trump? I said, listen, you about to get fired, honey. You about to not make no more money out of this house if you really did vote for Trump. Like, we not playing them games. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like Trump feels like he has a point to make, you know, because he knows there's so many people against him. And he jumped on in there and started making all kinds of decisions and cutting off programs and all that type stuff. And he doesn't really understand that. Like,
he don't.
A lot of the numbers were up. You know what I mean? Jobs were up.
With the
medical, a lot of people who never had medical in years had medical. Like, it was so, the state really wasn't, you know, America wasn't as bad as he tried to make it seem.
And the problem is
he got around certain people and he believed the lies they told me.
What is the one guy?
This
one guy that they said that should not have or should not be even giving him no type of information.
It's a whole lot of, it's about three or four people around Trump that shouldn't be around him. But at the end of the day, you know, he believed what they told him because he's not a politician. And now being in office, I think he's really starting to see that America wasn't as bad as they tried to make it seem. We're trying to tell him that it was. And now he's looking crazy because he has some point to prove. So I'm like, well, I said I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, now let me do it. But you really only want to make it worse.
We were at least almost out of debt. We were less debt,
let's say it that way, than we've been in years.
Years.
Well, I hope we just all ready to pay for this wall he get ready to build, because that's what's going to pay for us.
We don't even want to talk about the wall. We don't even want to pay for this wall.
Because that's coming out of all pockets. I mean, at the end of the day, we work hard. We working hard. Everybody got jobs. Everybody working hard. You know what I mean? That's coming out of our pockets. I don't care what he say. If he really think that these Mexicans are going to pay for their own wall, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
He going to take it from us, and then he going to have an excuse as to why he had to.
Mhm. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Whew.
Yeah. Y'all gangster tonight, boy. Only on Jazzos the world. Look, I was quiet for almost 10 to 11 minutes. It was the Queen's Court, and I let the Queen do. I felt that let the queens do what they do. They do what they do here.
Yeah,
man,
yes,
we had a good show, even though we had some technical difficulties. The thing is, next week we're gonna do it all over again. I want Angelina to come back. Chantel,
oh, sure.
I want you to come back next week also.
Of course.
And
of course.
Okay.
Since we had technical difficulty with our live screen, but we're still on. So internet-wise, a lot of the people that listen to us from overseas and West Coast, South, and up North, they can still listen to the show. So I want to thank everybody that listened to Jazz of the World, but we got like 2 minutes left, and we're going down. Chi-Chi, how can they get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with me at Chi-Chi Couture on Facebook and Chi-Chi _ Couture on Instagram.
There you go. But we got the media queen, and how can they get in contact with you?
I'm on the social media networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn at Belinda James or Belinda Trotter James. And my website will be up soon. There'll be a lot of fabulous things coming up, so I can't wait to tell you guys all about it.
Oh, man.
Awesome. I'm excited.
You're a guru, okay? You got the guru. I want a special thanks to one of our models that was listening in, Erica Taylor, doing big things, and she's going to be joining us on Wednesday, and she'll be back in with Jazzo's Angels, our model team, so we're going hard. Chantel, thank you for coming on, and thank you for being a part of Jazzo's Angels. Also, you too, Angelina, welcome to the squad.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah.
So, Jazzo's Wednesday?
Wednesday. We will all be at the CEC at 35th and Lancaster Avenue.
That's
from
right.
7 to 9.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9. And then we can't we can't forget, next week we start the Fitness and Model Boot Camp at
Fitness
the CEC.
Fitness and Model Boot Camp, yay!
Starting the 22nd of February,
all right,
from 7 to 9, all the way
all
up
right
to April the 22nd. It'd be a 9-week course where we'll be teaching runway. We're going to be doing
mm-hmm
poses. We're going to do facial expressions and improvisation, also along with fitness. So when you come here, you can tone up your mind, body, and soul and sharpen up your skills, period.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you can't – two hours of well-trained and love of your culture, and also – only $15. Where the hell are you going to go for a class
okay
for $15 for
okay
2 hours?
That's right.
Deal of all deals.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
Exactly.
But I want to thank everybody for listening to Jazz Little World. My two queens, you know what I mean? Our stylist, celebrity stylist queen, and of course, my publicist, Linda Trotter James, the celebrity media queen, and our two new models doing their big things. And welcome back, Erica. And yo, we're going to be out. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Thank you
see
for
you
listening
Wednesday
to Jazz World on Dirty Basement Radio. Peace.
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 Yeah.